Terry Graves, along with Coach Dave Keller, here at halftime at Green Central School. It is another one of those homecoming weeks where we're going to be having various homecoming queen candidates introduced out here in front of us. And that is part of the halftime activity. Halftime today being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Marabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. So you can call the folks at Marabito Energy Products at Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. Marabito Energy Products. So if I take just a moment and look at the league standings in Division 5 of the Mid-State Athletic Conference, we see the Green Trojans 3-0 in league play, 7-0 overall. But listen to the point difference. 238 points scored while giving up only 65. Sydney is in second place in the league. They are 2-1 overall, 2-1 in league play, 4-2 overall. But the point difference is very, very different. 90 points scored while giving up 110. And that has something to do with these two teams. Now, remember, the Johnson City game at the very start of the season contributed to a lot of those points that the Sydney Warriors have given up. Outside of that first game, they've looked pretty darn phenomenal. But knocking at the door, the Unitigo Spartans, they are 2-2 overall. Excuse me, 2-2 in league play, 5-2 overall. And they have scored 174 points while giving up 101. So that is the good news, I guess, is what we will call it for Division 5, as Green, Sydney, Unitigo in the hunt of things. The also-rans this year are Shenango Forks and Unadilla Valley Edmiston, as they sort of round out the league. And if we talked about Division 7, which is the other division, well, it's the Walton Warriors in first place with a 5-0 record, followed then by the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, and things fall off very quickly after that. But that's all for another day. So we have ourselves now about nine more minutes remaining here in the first half of or halftime of this ball game between the Green Trojans and the Sydney Warriors. Sydney trying to be the spoilers in this what has been an unbeaten season for the Green Trojans. But you always have to look out. Remember, they went into overtime to defeat the Unitigo Spartans. So it's been that sort of a year for the Green Trojans. They managed to hold Shenango Forks scoreless. That was impressive right where it is. So the Green Trojans having a great season. And the Sydney Warriors, whose great season was last year, trying to play spoiler. So we have ourselves a pause in the action. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals. They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Yeah. Gary Kurz and the entire Silo Restaurant staff cheer on the Green Trojans football team this Friday night as they take on Sydney. Green has an incredible 7-0 record, and the Silo Restaurant is proud of your outstanding season. Moms and dads, don't forget to make your Thanksgiving buffet reservations for the family. You'll enjoy an amazing selection, and it will be a feast to remember. Call the Silo at 656-4377. That's 656-4377. The Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green, proudly supporting Green Trojans football.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Here's a neat service this year. If you happen to have relatives who live out of the area or you're going to be away, well, you can still hear the WCDO broadcast anytime you want to. All of our sportscasts this year are being audio archived, so you can enjoy them anytime you want to. You just go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, and then go into the Sports Audio Vault, and all of the games are right there. So you can select the game you want and listen any time of the day, 24 hours a day. It's as easy as that. And there's no information collected. You don't have to register. You don't have to sign in. You don't get billed for anything. It's just a totally free service. Again, the website, www.wcdoradio.com. But do remember, these are archived games, so it's not streaming audio. You can't hear it right now, but it'll be there in just a few moments. One thing that we do want to pass along to you, that Class D postseason play is starting tonight. Seton Catholic Central is taking on the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats at BG. And the other game that is of great interest will be top-seeded Tioga hosting Deposit Hancock in a game tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon, second-seeded Walton will be playing host to Union Springs. So those are three of the games in Class D action that you want to be aware of and you will be following. There are other games, too. Class C activity we will have for you next weekend, and we'll know the pairings. We'll pass them on to you as soon as we know what they are. So there, Coach, you have been pushing a pencil, and who's looked good in your opinion?
Well, so far, the Sydney offense is really grinding it up on the ground. In the first half, they've run for 132 yards. They've only completed one pass out of four for 9 yards. And they're really mixing it up pretty good. McDonald's got 24 yards. Walters has got 24. Wingate, 31. So they're mixing it up. And Austin McCarroll as well. On the Green side, I like Keegan Kurinski. I hope I'm saying that right.
Sirwinski.
Okay, he's got 7 carries, 46 yards, and he looks pretty good so far. But he's their main ball carrier, and 18 yards from Carlin on only 3 carries. Dan Dickman's got 18 yards and a 4-yard catch. And Mike Beckwith, 10 yards on 2 carries. So they've run up 88 yards in the first half for Green. So Sydney leading 8-0. I'm sorry, 8-6 at halftime over Green. Who would have thunk it? All right.
Who would have thunk it, huh?
Yeah.
So we have ourselves about 3.5 minutes left. Neither team has come back out onto the field yet. They will be coming out momentarily. And when that happens, then we will have more action for you here on your station for sports. You're listening to WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Top Round London Broil, only $2.99 a pound. 2 liter bottles of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, $3 for $3. Wise Potato Chips and Betty Crocker Supreme Brownie Mixes are buy one, get one free. Macintosh Empire Cortland Apples, 99 cents a pound. And Fresh Baked 8-inch Pumpkin Pies, $3.99 each. At your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in 3 different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Coach Dave Keller back here at the Turf Stadium here at Green, New York. Both teams now coming back out onto the field. As we said, it was homecoming weekend here. We've had all the homecoming broadcasts this year. As we had Walton, we had I don't even remember who. We were at Delhi, we were at Walton, we were at Sydney, we were at Unitigo, and now we're here. So we've seen a whole plethora of homecoming events. Both teams now coming back out onto the field with lots of flags and lots of color.
Lots of flags, lots of color. Harpersville, we did a homecoming there, too. They even had a bounce house, Harry.
That's cool.
This is nice. This is the best visibility that you and I have had watching a game almost the entire season. I mean, the painted lines are beautiful. Not a speck of mud on the field anywhere. You can see the jerseys. This is easy.
So both teams going through their calisthenics, getting ready to go. Now they come in and gather around their coaches, and we will be having the second half of this ball game coming up momentarily. We want to remind you one more time of the happenings that are going on at Unitigo Central School this weekend. Tomorrow evening, they are having a flood relief extravaganza that's going on up at Unitigo Central School. 7 o'clock is the start time for that. It's a fundraising event to help all of the flood-impacted communities in the Tri-Town area. Lots of local talent. 100% of the proceeds will go to benefit local communities. That's at 7 o'clock starting tomorrow night at Unitigo Central School. Be there or be square, as they say.
So, Harry, we were informed by Mayor Chick Darling from Bainbridge that they're also going to be having free hamburgers and hot dogs in the park in Bainbridge tomorrow throughout the day to help benefit flood victims.
Free hot dogs It sounds there's got to be a fundraiser in here somewhere.
That's right. It's going to help flood victims, and that's what it is.
A donation.
You bet.
Okay. Lost something in the translation. So the Green Trojans now are at the home bench, and the Sydney Warriors over on the far sidelines. We're just about ready to go with period number three. The officials on this turf field just about ready to go. As we said, the Sydney Warriors went up 6-0 on a 16-yard run by Nate McDonald. They got the point after touchdown. Later on, Sierwinski ran in the blocked punt, but no point after, and as a result, that 2 points is the slim difference right now. The Sydney Warriors leading the Green Trojans by an 8-6 score. Sydney will be kicking off as we get ready to go in period number three. The aforementioned Keegan Sierwinski drops back along with Jeff Carlin, as they are the men who will be running this ball back. The man who will be kicking it for the Green Trojans, number 22, 215-pound junior. That is Brandon Walters. Walters goes down to Sierwinski, and Sierwinski now gets a bit of running room, and he just leaves everybody behind, as it's going to be a long 90-yard run back, as it is going to be number 10, Keegan Sierwinski, and he shows why the Green Trojans are unbeaten. So we have the kickoff return by Keegan Sierwinski. He runs it the length of the field and goes on in for the touchdown. And that will make it now a 12-8 contest. And we will see. The point after will be coming up momentarily.
Yeah, Sierwinski took the ball at about the 12-yard line. He busted it up the middle of the field, slightly to the right-hand side, picked up great blocking. I don't think anybody laid a hand on him. 88 yards and 6 points.
He is just that fast. So 14 seconds all, it clicked off the clock on that. The ball will be kept on the ground. They go to Carlin. Jeff Carlin manages to carry in the PAT run. So he plunges across and manages to make it now a 14-8 contest. And now we are seeing why the Green Trojans are unbeaten this season. You were away when we were talking about it before, Coach, but if you look at the Green Trojans in this league so far, okay, they're unbeaten. Big deal. But look at this big deal. 238 points scored while giving up only 65. That is a big deal.
That is a big deal. What a difference between offense and defense. Both teams playing tough.
So here we go. It will be now an opportunity for the Green Trojans to kick off for the Sydney Warriors. And I'm looking around, seeing where, if I can find our familiar number 8024, Nate McDonald. He is not in there at the moment. And I was looking to see if he was even walking the sidelines. Remember, he was the starting quarterback in this game and then was injured midway through the first half of the ball game. He went out. That means that Mike Ward, the number three quarterback for the Sydney Warriors, has been doing the quarterbacking. Low kick will go end over end. Bounce. It's going to be picked up by McCarroll. So with that, Austin McCarroll comes to the near side. He gets
thrown.
He gets across midfield and finally goes out of bounds at about the 48-yard line as he was finally shouldered out right in front of the green bench.
McCarroll making a bit of his own on that kickoff return. He did bring it across the 50. Couldn't get past the last green defender.
First and 10, Sydney Warriors at the 48. So it's going to be Mike Ward, the quarterback, far sidelines with the play. He goes into the huddle, tells people what he wants. They've got Cody Bourne in the backfield along with Brandon Walters and also Damian Zimmer. Everybody's bunched up. The pitch will go over to Wingate. Wingate will pick up about five as he gets down across the 45-yard line before he is stopped. So we'll see where they mark the football. It looks like it's going to be a gain of four. So that will bring up, it should be second and about four, I think.
It should be. Third and it is.
They've got third and four over across the way. Now they correct the down marker. And the Sydney Warriors going back at it again. Trey Crawford out up over the football now as he has Mike Ward right behind him. Ward is going to pitch the ball back to Cody Bourne. Bourne will pick up a couple yards as his forward progress got down to about the 42 or 43-yard line before he was really given a reverse transport. He'll gain about a yard in there, and that's all. 10:38, period number three. Green leading in this ball game, 14-8.
Similar looking play those last two plays, but going different ways. But both of them follow Vic number 75 through the offensive line.
Austin McCarroll coming into the ballgame. Cody Bourne going to the sidelines now. And it will be Ward goes to McCarroll. And McCarroll is going to be met right at the line of scrimmage and then pushed way back. Keegan Sierwinski managing to get a shoulder on him and pushing him back. That will bring up a fourth and about five. And a kicking team comes in for the Sydney Warriors as we have 10 minutes showing on the clock, period number three. Momentarily, we've got an equipment problem or an untied shoe. I haven't figured out which it is. It's being attended to by one of the officials. It was Jeff Carlin who was kneeling, repairing something with his shoe. Now he's up and ready to go. And it will be Brandon Walters doing the punting for the Sydney Warriors. He'll be kicking from the 48-yard line. Gets it away. Big, high kick. And coming in underneath it is Carlin back at the 15. And the ball will be run around Carlin. And finally, three men come in. One of them will be number 32. That is going to, I'm not even going to try to figure out who made the tackle that time, but three men came in and boxed him up as Carlin tried to reverse his direction, and he just ran into a lot of white jerseys.
Yeah, he ran an awful lot of yards to get what he wound up with. He only wound up with about four, but he went to the right, then back to the left, back to the right, and then got buried.
9:37. Joe Beckwith still in there quarterbacking. Brent Ramsey off to the near side. This is the widest formation we've seen for the Green Trojans all day. They will keep the ball on the ground as look out. It is going to be Carlin. So Carlin manages to get a little bit of running room. He's still on his feet, and he will probably get away from everybody. And he's going to be grabbed in there by number six. That is going to be Damian Zimmer. Zimmer brings down Carlin after Carlin gets down inside the 15-yard line. First down for the Sydney Warriors. Excuse me, the Green Trojans. 9:19 showing on the clock. They will put that ball down at about the 12-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the Green Trojans from there.
Well, boy, I got to give Carlin about a 67-yard run on that. That was nice, and it was a great effort by Damian Zimmer to bring him down.
Lane Whitaker splits way out to the right side, off to the near side. Jeremy Floor, the ball will be kept on the ground, carried by number 44, Mike Beckwith. Beckwith gets down very close to first down territory. So now they will move the markers up. It will be, we'll call it 9, the gain on that play. It's down inside the 5-yard line. 8:45, the clock running. Coming out of the ball game will be John Wingate. He is probably quite winded. Split to the near side, Ramsey again. barking out the signals, will be Beckwith. Beckwith keeps it on the ground, and it will be carried in there, let's see, by number 25. That's Dan Dickman. Dickman will not get the touchdown. Let's see if he's going to get the first down. Remember, he needed about a yard for the first down. And what are they going to do? They'll eyeball it across. And now they say first down for the Green Trojans. So the ball at about the 2.5-yard line, 8:15, showing on the clock, third period. Beckwith barks the signals. Now back in the shotgun. It comes back to him, and he will go off to Brett Ramsey. And Ramsey, goes in there to number 16. That is going to be Carlin. Ramsey is number 15. So we're going to have a 2-yard run in there by Carlin. And Carlin manages to pick the score up and make it a 20-8 contest.
He was hit pretty hard there by a Sydney defender, Derek Northrup, number 56, but he could not bring him down. Good second effort by Carlin.
Jeremy Floor splits way out to the far side. Brett Ramsey to the near side. Here we go for the PAT run. It's going to be kept on the ground. It will be in, and I believe that they will say it was carried probably by Carlin again. Nope, they're going to say 10. That was Sierwinski. So we have a PAT run. That is going to up the score to 22-8. So now after leading throughout the first half of this ball game, the Sydney Warriors have fallen behind by a score of 22-8. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
8:04, showing on the clock, period number 3, Harry Graves and Dave Keller here at Green on the turf. The ball is going to be teed up in there. Let's see, it's going to be number 13, that is Tim Gell, who is ready to go. He has it on the tee, now comes back to the line of scrimmage, talks to one of his teammates, now raises his hand, and he approaches the football, and it is going to be a high end-over-end kick that will bounce at the 10. It will finally be picked up by McCarroll. He gets a couple of clean blocks, and now he is going to be pushed out of bounds. Finally, it's Trevor Floor who pushes him out of bounds after he had battled his way up to about the 30-yard line. And I see some of those funny little yellow things. It's going to be called, we'll call it politely, what are you going to say?
A late hit out of bounds?
No.
I think that's what they're going to call
it. A boo-boo on the part of the Green Trojans.
It was an aggressive play. He was making a tackle, but he stayed with it a little too long, and they threw a flag on it.
7:59, period number 3, 22-8 is our score, and now they will mark off the big yards against the Green Trojans. Well, it's not going to be big yards at all, actually. It will move the ball out to the 37-yard line. And the Sydney Warriors will have it first and 10 at that point. Ward still in there quarterbacking. Bourne, Walters, and Zimmer in the backfield. The ball will be kept on the ground as let's see who will come up with it. And I believe they will say that Brandon Walters will be the man who carried it. He'll get short yardage, possibly a couple. We'll call it second and 8. 7:40 left on the clock, period number 3.
And I like what I see from the Sydney offensive line. Their linemen are getting up to the next level, but you got to stay on your blocks for as long as you can.
Trey Crawford up over the football. Mike Ward right behind him. Everybody bunched up in tight formation. Cody Bourne going to carry the ball. He will get to the line of scrimmage, punch through for maybe 1 yard, not much more than that. Ball gets to about the 43-yard line. That will bring up a third and four. So for those of you who are just joining us, Pat Vibbard, the usual quarterback, was hurt during the week, so he will not be playing. Nate McDonald was hurt as the reserve quarterback. That happened. Oh, look out. It is going to be the ball carried in there by Cody Bourne, and Bourne blows his way across for the first down as he will get down to the 44-yard line, picking up good running yardage on that. So the number three quarterback, Mike Ward, settling very much into the position that is a bit unfamiliar to him. He normally has been playing one of the ends for the Sydney Warriors. Now he has everybody bunched up. He pitches the ball back. Wingate will carry. Wingate will only get about a yard as he gets down to the 44.
And, you know, Sydney, they're on their third quarterback in 2 weeks here, and that just changes things for the whole offense. It's a different center quarterback exchange, a different cadence coming from the guy. He's got to be flexible.
Cale Webb coming in defensively for the Green Trojans. 6 minutes on the clock, period number three. 22-8 is our score. Green leading it on two touchdowns here in the third quarter. Now Ward is ready to go, and he's going to scramble himself. He loses his footing. He goes down. The man who came in hard that time was Cole Browning. And Browning managed to get his name mentioned on the radio for the first time tonight. Is the man that was closest to him, but Mike Ward had already gone down to one knee and the play had stopped back at the 48-yard line. 5:20, period number three. Third, and we'll call it 13 for the Sydney Warriors from the 48. Ward up over the ball. He has everybody ready to go. He pitches the ball back to Austin McCarroll. McCarroll can't get back much more than to the line of scrimmage before he is brought down. So it will bring up a fourth down, and we'll call it 13. Kicking situation. Dropping back for the Green Trojans. Let's see. We're going to have, come on, move your hand so I can see your number. Probably Carlin. We'll see. Is it 16 out there? Yep. So Carlin, the deep man, he is standing right at his 15. Now takes another step back, as it will be Brandon Walters who will be doing the kicking. Walters will be kicking from the 45. He gets a good boot. It takes a Sydney bounce. Now picked up by Carlin, and he'll turn the afterburners on, and he gets back to midfield before he's finally pushed out of bounds. He was brought out by John Wingate. He had gotten across midfield down to about the 47-yard line, but Wingate wouldn't take the bait. He stayed tough and pushed him out of bounds.
And Carlin's showing a lot of speed. That's why he's got so many yards and, what, I think 9 touchdowns I read earlier in the paper today. But there's a flag on the field, and I think there was a block in the back.
You see two very speedy gentlemen in the backfield for the Green Trojans, both Carlin and Keegan Cerwinski. Both of them have looked really good. So now they give the signal. It is going to be a violation against Green.
Yeah, that negates a really nice run back by Carlin. But you got to stay away from those big numbers in the back.
4:12, period number three. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here for you on a Friday night from Green, New York. The Green Trojans will have the football, but they have it way back deep in their own territory. The ball put down at the 18-yard line, and they'll have it first and 10 from there. Joe Beckwith still doing the quarterbacking. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 155 pounds. He hands off to the man coming through, and we'll have to look and see. I believe that is Sirwinski. He'll get it out for about a 7-yard pickup because he comes out to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Sidney was leading 8-6 at the half, but they quickly fell behind. Now they're trailing 22-8.
3:40 on the clock, period number three. Ball comes back to Beckwith, and he whips around, tries to hand it off, but the man that he hands it off to, that is number 25, Dan Dickman. Dickman is going to be hit immediately. Brings up a third now, and they'll call it five. Ball spotted down at about the 23-yard line. No football for you on WCDO on Saturday afternoon. All the local teams playing tonight. Bainbridge-Guilford is at home. And boom. The ball will be back to the line of scrimmage. This time carried again by Dickman. He might get another yard beyond that, but will not get much more than that.
There's some pretty good popping going on down there. I'm seeing some shoulder pads being laying the lumber.
Walton has a Class D playoff game tomorrow. That will be in the afternoon. That'll probably be one of the premier games of the area. If you can't live without football on a Saturday afternoon, kicking situation, dropping back to kick it is going to be Webb. Webb kicks it about to midfield. It's let bounce, and it will finally go over in Sidney Warrior territory and finally get down to about the 48-yard line. And the Sidney Warriors will take over there in rather good field position.
2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Green leading 22-8 over visiting Sidney. Still a lot of game left.
So it will be Mike Ward and company taking over. Ward will have Brandon Walters, Cody Bourne, and Damian Zimmer in the backfield. John Wingate has also been doing a whole lot of the duties in that backfield. This time they'll go in there to Walters. Walters will battle his way back to the line of scrimmage, and he had to battle every inch in order to get there.
Boy. Yeah, there was a good defensive push right there. Chris Kehoe, one of them.
So it's going to be a second and 10 situation. So he had to really battle his way back to get just to the line of scrimmage that time. Now Trey Crawford up over the football. He sends three men off to the right side. We haven't seen many spread offenses for the Sidney Warriors. Dropping back, wanting to pass. It's going to be Ward. Ward sends one out to the middle of the field. Goes for an incomplete forward pass. 1:30 showing on the clock.
Oh, he had a receiver too, but I think it was Zimmer, but he just missed him. He threw it behind him.
So 1:29 showing on the clock. It's 3rd and 10 for the Sidney Warriors. So we've got the Green Trojans who trailed through the first half of the ball game. Really have turned on the speed here in period number three, and they've changed an 8-6 deficit into a 22-8 lead. The ball will be put in the air. Good for the first down. The receiver that time, John Wingate. Wingate climbed the air ladder, picks up about a 15-yard gain, as he will have the ball at the 35-yard line in Green territory.
Nice play. Sidney lined up with triple receivers over here. They ran a guy underneath who looked like he was open, but he went for the deep route, picked up a nice gain for a first down.
1:15 showing on the clock, period number three. Split off to the near side this time. It is going to be Taylor Dunnigan. The ball comes back to Mike Ward. Ward tries to run it himself, and he runs into a green wall at the line of scrimmage. He may lose the length of the football. It will bring up a second, and we'll call it 10.5. Now down to 45 seconds, period number three.
Mike Ward not having much luck running the ball. He's carried it three times, all three of them for negative yards, but he looks pretty good when he throws.
Excellent defense for the Green Trojans. Now Ward drops back. He's going to throw. The lefty goes intended in there for Donegan, and he is not able to hit the intended receiver. And as a result, that one goes down. It'll stop the clock. 23 seconds left until the quarter break.
Defense!
So Ward, now coming in from the far sideline, he is going to send Donegan way out to the near end. Wingate over on the far side, dropping back, ready to pass. The lefty again goes to John Wingate. Wingate complete at about the 16-yard line. So all of a sudden, Mike Ward finds the range on John Wingate two or three times. It is first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors at the 16, back in green territory.
And that ball did not come out cleanly. That thing was a wounded duck going down the field, but Wingate leaped up in the air and brought it down for a first down. Big first down.
They're out of the huddle, but they won't get time to get the playoff. So here we have the end of period number three with the score, the Green Trojans leading the Sydney Warriors. 22-8 is the score. It's your Friday night football game on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller, week number 8 of the current 2011 football season. And this is the 1 week where we have a Friday night game, and we will not be having a Saturday afternoon game. That just happens to be the way things go. All of the teams playing this evening. So the Sydney Warriors will be having the ball first and 10. They have it down at the 13. Well, let's make it about the 16-yard line. Now it is going to be dropping back. Mike Ward, he's got a man open, but he cannot get it in there to John Wingate, and the ball will be intercepted, and let's see. I have a feeling that is going to be number 22, Danny Treadwell, who manages to get that football and makes the interception. So the ball is turned over to the Green Trojans. Twice now, we've seen the Sydney Warriors get very close, but no cigar.
And again, that pass did not come out cleanly out of his hands. That was wobbling down the field. Treadwell had time to step in front of it and come up with a pick.
Ramsey split to the near side. Number two, that is going to be Jeremy Floor, away off on the far side. The ball will be kept on the ground. Oh, look out. Here they go. Carlin decides to come to the sideline. And there is a flag on the play. Carlin saw that he was going to be in a lot of trouble, so he came running out to the near side at about the 16-yard line. We have a flag thrown, and they will say it is going to be against the Green Trojans. So we will wait for the penalty and see where the play is going to be. It's going to be against Green. So now we will go back about to the 12-yard line. Nope, they're inside the 10, about to the 9 or 8-yard line. This also has, I believe, soccer marks in yellow out here, and as a result, you have to watch what you're looking at. So it will again be 1st and 10 for the Green Trojans, 11:50. The man in motion is going to be number 44, Mike Beck, with the ball will be kept on the ground, and with it is going to be, that is going to be 44, Beckwith again.
Mm-hmm.
Beckwith managing to get a little bit of running room. He will get up about to the 15, close to the 16, give him about 9 on that. We'll call it 2nd and 1.
A lot of good second and third effort. He was breaking arm tackles, and he churned out 9 yards, like you said.
So Chris Kehoe, the center, comes out up over the ball. The ball will be, now it's going to be called timeout Green, which is, they had split Brett Ramsey way off to the near side. But remember, we have seen, I don't think, a single pass in this ball game on the part of Beckwith. I think everything in this ball game has so far been very few passes, but all Sidney.
Yeah. Beckwith, he only threw one pass in the first half for 4 yards, and that was to Dickman.
So we have a pause in the action. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Gary Kurz and the entire Silo Restaurant staff cheer on the Green Trojans football team this Friday night as they take on Sidney. Green has an incredible 7-0 record, and the Silo Restaurant is proud of your outstanding season. Moms and dads, don't forget to make your Thanksgiving buffet reservations for the family. You'll enjoy an amazing selection, and it will be a feast to remember. Call the Silo at 656-4377. That's 656-4377. The Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green. Proudly supporting Green Trojans football.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
22-8. Green leads in this ball game. Ramsey split out to one side. Floor way out on the other side. This time the ball will be passed, and it's going to be intended in there for number 8. And we'll just have to go and say that's Cole Browning. Browning can't hang on to the football, so it goes as a big, long strike. But now they're going to say...
Yeah, he caught it, fumbled it, and then another Green player fell on the fumble.
So they're going to say it's good for the first down. That will bring the ball over the 20 to about the 21-yard line, and the Trojans will have it 1st and 10 from there. So it is now 11 minutes remaining in the ball game. Joe Beckwith, the sophomore quarterback, very comfortable in his position. He'll have, the ball's going to be coughed up, and once again, one of the Green Trojans comes in to dive on it. But that time it was clearly coughed up, and coming in was big number 64. That was Huddleston. And Huddleston manages to fall on that loose ball and preserve it for the Green Trojans. And out of that whole thing, they will end up with a very minor one-yard gain.
A Sidney defender came in and put his hat right on the ball, and it popped up in the air, but Green was quicker to fall on it.
10-12 remaining in the contest. Long count in there by Beckwith. So long, as a matter of fact, that we're going to be having a call for... It's not going to be a delay of game. It'll be called, actually, against the Sidney Warriors. Procedural penalty. Moving the ball up 5 yards.
I think Beckwith used a little bit of a hard count on that. What do you think? He got a couple guys jumping.
So the 5-yard penalty marched off against the Sidney Warriors, moves the ball up over the 25-yard line to the 26. 9:58 on the clock now. Beck with long count, and he will go to Ramsey in the backfield. He says, nope, it's going to be Carlin. I was going to say that made a whole lot more sense because I've only seen Ramsey off to the near side. Carlin wears number 16, Ramsey number 15. And we won't say that I need new glasses, but that might be the case. 9:28 showing on the clock, period number 4.
They had two defenders for Sidney Brant Gray in there, along with Austin Dean in the backfield to nail it running back.
Chris Kehoe up over the football. Beckwith right up behind him. Now he'll make the call, and he is going to drop back and look to pass. He finally throws at the very last second, goes to Dan Dickman over on the far side, and it will be, I believe, no go. So we've got a flag on the near side. If you go, actually, I see a couple of them down there. And when I see one like that, I figure that probably Beckwith is creamed before he got the play away. It is going to be, let's see, first down called. So penalty against the Sydney Warriors. Where are they going to go? The ball will be...
Whopper.
Up to the 44-yard line is where the officials finally put it down. It'll be first and 10 there for the Green Trojans. 9:06 showing on the clock. So the Sydney defensive unit has to move way back. Now they'll dig in really at their own 45-yard line. Floor splits out to the near side this time. The ball will be whipped around and put into the hands of Beckwith, number 44, and he is going to be met immediately. So Beckwith, number 5, handed off to Beckwith, number 44. No gain on the play. The ball will be at about the 44.5-yard line.
There's still some good hitting going on out there. Sydney's trailing to Green by 14 points. They've got 8 minutes and 40 seconds left. They're still in the game.
So Brett Ramsey bringing the play in from the sidelines. Now the interior line for the Sydney or for the Green Trojans snaps out, comes up over the football, dropping back, looking to pass, going a long way this time. He goes down to Ramsey. Ramsey went way up in the air and grabbed that football, and he was hit in there by number 8, Austin McCarroll. They couldn't hang on to the football, neither of them, when they came down. The football goes off, so it's a long strike for Joe Beckwith. But that one looked like Brad Ramsey was going to have a long reception, and it goes for a long strike. Third down and 10, way back at the 45.
Ramsey really made a nice effort on that. He went up high to catch that ball, and he came down hard. He just could not hold on.
Lane Whitaker splits out to the left side this time. Back with long count. Now he'll pitch it to Carlin, and Carlin will come to the line of scrimmage, pick up short yardage, picks up a yard, maybe two, as he'll get to about the 47-yard line. And we reach the 8-minute mark remaining in this contest. So it will be a kicking situation. Beckwith comes out. Isaiah Webb goes back to do the kicking. He will be kicking from about the 35-yard line. Long count. He's ready to go. The snap comes back. He takes it right about waist high. Gets the kick off. Fair kick is called for by Wingate at the 15. And he'll put the ball down right there at about the 16 or 17-yard line. The official comes down to validate where it should be. And it will be Sydney Warrior ball with 7:28 left in this ball game.
Now, what Sydney's got to hope for is a quick score. Then they got to come back with some tough defense. They squandered a couple of turnover opportunities on that previous drive by Green. A couple of balls came loose.
Carlin comes out of the ball game now. He will be saved and rested for offensive play only. And we are going to have timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. So we've got a pause in the action. 22-8 is our score. The Green Trojans over the Sydney Warriors here on our Friday night football game on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller here at Raymond Turf Field in Green, New York on a Friday night. So it will be the Sydney Warriors. They have finished their offensive playmaking with the coaching staff, and now we're ready to go. The ball will be kept on the ground as it's going to be John Wingate trying to carry. He won't get any running room as he tests the right side of the line. And he just has a bunch of green shirts helping him up off the ground after he'll pick up maybe a yard. He'll get the ball across the 20, so we'll give him a couple yard gain on that play.
Yeah, it didn't even look like he had that much.
So Mike Ward has adjusted very well to an unfamiliar position at quarterback. Now he'll spread number 8. That is going to be Austin McCarroll. McCarroll to the near side, but McCarroll will not figure in the play as the ball is going to be kept on the ground. Cody Bourne up off the bottom of the pile. He'll pick up 2, maybe 3 as he gets out close to the 25-yard line, and it will bring up a 3rd. We'll call it 3. So you can get those short gains early in the game, and everybody's happy with it. Now as time runs down, it's 6:20 remaining. The pressure's on to go for the longer play. 3rd, and we'll call it 3. 6:12. The ball will be handed off to John Wingate. Wingate will get very close to first down territory as he gets across to about the 28. And now we have the signal. First down, Sydney Warriors. 6:05 showing on the clock. It is stopped. Now they start it up again as they put the ball down at the 29.5. McCarroll splits off to the near side. He is out away from the pack. Everybody else is bundled up. The ball will be kept in there by Ward. He will get no running room whatsoever. If anything, he is given a ride back.
There's a little bit of a hole outside, but the Green defense filled in immediately.
So 5:32, it brings up a 2nd, and we'll call it 11 as the ball is spotted down at the 28-yard line. Well, we mentioned the fact that Walton will be playing tomorrow over at Walton. That should be a honey of a contest. They'll be playing Union Springs, so if your football appetite is for football, that's where you want to go. The ball is coughed up, and they say it has fallen on by one of the Green Trojans. And that may very well have been Danny Treadwell again making that play. Saw him getting a lot of congratulations from a lot of people as he came off the field. So it will be Beckwith and company coming on offensively. They'll have Ramsey split way out to the far side. Now Beckwith takes it and goes off to number 34. Ball carrier is going to be Trevor Parrish, and Parrish will get a couple of yards as he gets down to about the 25.
He got hit pretty hard there by Willie Wright, but Willie Wright just couldn't wrap his arms around him, and he spun off of that for a gain of 1.
4:45 left in this ball game. Coming into the contest now will be Lane Whitaker, number 64. That's Garrett Huddleston coming out for the Green Trojans. So Sydney controlled the first half of the ball game and went into halftime with an 8-6 lead, but Sydney has given up that lead. Green leads it now 22-8. Ball will be kept on the ground, and the ball carrier is going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Dickman comes up off the bottom of the pile. They'll give him a couple of yards on that play as he gets to the 25. Third, and we'll still call it 7. 4 even on the clock, period number 4. So now Chris Kehoe up out over the football. Ramsey off to the left side. Long count by Beckwith. The snap comes back to him, and he wants to throw. And look out, he goes to Ramsey. Woo, no, he doesn't. At the very last moment, he goes in there to Cole Browning, number 8, the tight end. And he was way down in the corner on the far side. But there is a flag on the field way back where Beckwith was throwing.
Cody Bourne came in off the edge on the right side, came in really, really hard, and the guy assigned to block him almost let him get around him, but he hooked him with his arm, and that was the call.
3:38 showing on the clock. And now the official at the mid part of the field is going to say, okay, it is going to be marched off against the Green Trojans, and it's a rather long penalty at that. That will bring the ball across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And it will bring up a third, and we will call it 22. Everybody is discussing what the thing is on that, but in any event, that is where the referee has put the ball at this point. And now they're going to say it is again. Now they're offsetting penalties. Apparently, you can decipher that one. Hmm. The ball is going to be picked up again and moved back down against this time against the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be putting the ball down to the 25-yard line. Apparently, 15-yard penalties offsetting themselves. And it's going to bring up a third and still about 7.
I think Sydney declined the penalty. They didn't want it, so they're going to go a fourth down, and the incomplete pass.
3:38 showing on the clock. Period number 4. Split out to the near side. It's going to be one man for the Green Trojans. That's Danny Treadwell. The pass will go down on the far side, and it's going to be down into the corner. Once again, intended this time, I want to say, for Lane Whitaker. Whitaker couldn't catch up to the football. He runs down out of the end zone now, picks up the football, and throws it back into play. 3:30 left in this contest, and the Sydney Warriors will take over on downs. They'll have the ball at about the 25-yard line.
Damian Zimmer was on the coverage for Sydney that time, and he had pretty good coverage. He went up and knocked that football away.
Cole Browning comes off to the near side to take a rest, well-deserved. He's been doing a lot of running out there. So it is going to be Mike Ward and company back for the Sydney Warriors, dropping back as Ward, and he is going to be gobbled up. He dropped back that time, wanted to go to John Wingate, but Wingate wasn't open, and that split second meant that we had a lot of company for Ward, and he is thrown back for about an 8-9-yard loss. The ball moved all the way back to the 16-yard line.
I think number 50, Kyle Stanton, was the one in on that sack. But like you said, there was a lot of other green jerseys in there as well.
Second and 18 for the Sydney Warriors. 2:52 showing on the clock. Ward, long count. Now he wants to pass, and he throws a bullet in there to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer gets back out to cross the 20 to about the 25, and he will be hammered down there. Gain on that play, let's see, well, he'll get up out to about the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. That will bring up a third, and we'll call it about nine. So Ward and company back at it again. Damian Zimmer starts to go to the far sideline. Now changes and comes to the near sideline. Taylor Dunnigan also right beside him. Dropping back. Ooh, is going to be Ward to pass. Ward goes in, has that ball deflected, and it is finally going to be grabbed down by Zimmer. It wasn't a pretty pass, but it picks up about 5, maybe 6 yards as Zimmer finally gets his way after a long battle up almost to the chalk mark at the 35-yard line.
Just inches shy of a first down, Harry.
He's still short of that first down. 1:38 left in this contest. It will bring up a fourth and about the length of the football. Ward going to take it himself. Oh, no. The ball was snapped back to Cody Bourne. And Bourne tried to sneak it through. He coughed up the football, and the Green defense manages to fall on it. But it wouldn't have made any difference because the Green Trojans were going to get it on downs anyway. So it will be first and 10 for Green. Now at the 35.
Clock ticking down to a minute and 25. Green is ahead 22-8 over Sydney. And time is running out.
So this is the only game we have for you on WCDO this weekend. We will have hopefully a couple of Week 9 games next week. But we won't know that for a while. So the ball is going to be snapped back to Joey Beckwith. Beckwith drops down to one knee and says, all right, we're going to chew up the clock. Sydney calls timeout right away. That preserves 1:20 on the clock. And with that, it will just, shall we say, prolong the agony. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here in a Division 5 contest between the unbeaten Green Trojans and the Sydney Warriors. Green leads it 22-8, keeping their perfect season alive. Snap goes back to Joey Beckwith, and Beckwith will keep it on the ground as it's going to be carried up there by number 34. That is Trevor Parrish. Parrish manages to pick up a couple of yards up to about the 31-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of 4, and the Sydney Warriors are immediately going to call timeout. And once again, the Sydney coaches come out onto the field. I wish I knew what had happened to Nate McDonald. He was having a leg attended to, so I don't know if he got a hit with a hard bruise. I don't see him over on the sidelines now, which concerned me a little bit. He did stay there most of the time previously. So now the coaches leave, go back to the sidelines for the Sydney Warriors, and we're just about ready to go. The clock has not yet run down its full minute, but the Sydney defensive unit is ready to go. And with that, the white hat will simply blow his whistle and say, okay, guys, let's go. We're ready for this. Beckwith splits a man out. He's going to have Jeremy Floor. Floor all the way out to one side. The ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be carried in there once again by number 34, Trevor Parrish. Parrish will get the first down as he gets down to about the 22-yard line. And now the signal comes, move those chains, and they'll do that. 104 showing on the clock. So we have seen the two speedsters, Jeff Carlin and Keegan Cerwinski. They have both come out of the ball game. This is not a run-it-up situation.
And that clock is ticking down there now.
So it is going to be Lane Whitaker split on one side. Joe Beckwith will have one more snap back to him, and he will immediately go down to his knee, and they're just going to let things run out. 33 seconds showing on the clock. And with that, the Green Trojans on the near sideline say, we're number one. The players on the field are saying, stay off of the field. We don't want to be called for too many men. But now they realize that the game is pretty much over as time will run down. 11, 10, 9, 8, and we'll go from there. So 22-8 is our final score as the ball has been whipped up into the air. Actually, then after that, they'll hand it off to number 8, Cole Browning, and he will walk it to the sidelines. We'll be back with a final recap coming up after this.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martinbrook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, you have an opportunity every once in a while to have a stellar season. Last year, the Green Trojans were 5-4 overall, 1-3 in league play. And this year, they are unbeaten. They beat Seton Catholic Central by a 38-12 score to start the season, shut out Chenango Forks 21-0. The closest they came to defeat this year was when they defeated the Unitego Spartans in overtime by a 25-19 score. After that, things got a whole lot easier. 48-6 over Dryden, 35-14 over Oneonta, 47-0 over UVE, and then just last weekend, they defeated Owego Free Academy by a 24-14 score, and this one is 22-8, a win over the Sydney Warriors to stay alive and keep a great season going. So at this point, they are 8-0. What more can you say? Happy fans leaving here tonight.
It's going to be a happy homecoming dance in green tonight, I think.
That it could very well be. So the post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Coach Dave, your thoughts for the offensive player tonight?
Offensive player tonight, well, you mentioned his name a few times as one of the speedsters from Green, and we're going to give it to him because he had the capper touchdown run. Jeff Carlin, he only carried the ball about six times, but he gained 90 yards on the strength of a 67-yard run, and then he carried it in for a two-yard touchdown after that. Jeff Carlin from Green.
The post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet, three locations to serve you in Unadilla, in Oneonta, and on Route 12 in North Norwich. The dynamic defense winner tonight.
Okay, this one might come as a little bit of a surprise, but it's not going to be a green sweep. Damian Zimmer from Sydney, because if you remember, he's a speedster of his own right. He caught Carlin on that long, long run and dragged him down from behind and kept him out of the end zone. And he made a few nice plays in pass defense in the backfield as well.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's Rose Smith and Company. Give them a call, 563-3533. Coach?
And this is that other speedster from Green that you mentioned, Harry, Keegan Sierwinski. He started the game off with a block punt that he ran it in for a touchdown, and then he had an 88-yard kickoff return, and then he ran the ball hard as well, and he scored a touchdown offensively, so he was all purpose.
Well, this is one of those games, if you look at it in halves, it looks pretty good. Sydney would have won the first half by an 8-6 score, but the Sydney Warriors fell victim to a couple of third-quarter touchdowns, and as a result, the Green Trojans keep their perfect record intact by a score of 22-8. As far as our game next week, we really don't know at this moment. We'll tell you after the results of this weekend's games, which teams will be invited to go on and play who and where. We've got a good idea. You can figure it out if you happen to know what the record is. You can figure it out yourself. But it's a matter of who plays where at what time. That will be the critical thing. And there is a big spreadsheet all out and telling you which game will be played at 1 o'clock at which stadium. But until you know who the contestants are going to be, no sense in speculating. So in the meantime, stay tuned to continuous favorites on FM 101 or AM 1490. That's WCDO. Harry Graves and Dave Keller from Green, New York. Good night, everybody.